Daniel chapter 2, verse 19, the Bible says, "Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter." Let's pray this morning. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I don't feel worthy to ever stand here. And Lord, thank you for just using somebody simple and somebody that doesn't know a lot. Lord, thank you for using me. I don't want to disappoint you today. Lord, I pray that I would honor you in everything I say, everything I do. Lord, I pray for the Sunday school teachers this morning. I pray that you'd fill them with your power, help them to be ready, help them to be prepared. Lord, I pray that you help the young people. Lord, I pray for those that sometimes seem like they cause a problem. And Lord, help us to realize that the most potential in that room is probably with that young person. And Lord, I pray that we would invest in them, help us to love them. Lord, thank you for those that are gathered here this morning. I pray that you would just bless each and everybody that's here. I pray for those that could not be with us this morning and for health reasons or various reasons. I pray that you bless them and help them. And Lord, we'll honor you. We want to honor you today in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I want to talk about a phrase in Daniel chapter number 2. Daniel chapter number 2, look at verse number 22. When I was reading this, this kind of caught my attention, and I kind of did some study on it, and I want to share a little bit of what I found out as I studied this verse. But Daniel chapter number 2, verse 22, Bible says, "He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him." You know, darkness is a funny thing. Some people would say, "I'm afraid of the dark," okay? And darkness has a way of, it's like this is the way my wife describes it. She's like, "I'm not afraid of the dark, I'm afraid of what's in the dark." And I think that could probably be true. You're not really afraid of darkness as much as your mind makes you afraid of what you think might be in the dark. And you know, a little child, you know, we'll have, Gwen's probably the worst one. She's pretty sensitive. And she's 4, and she'll come in sometimes. And most of the time, it's just because she doesn't want to go to bed, so that's her excuse for getting up out of bed. And she'll come into the bedroom. She's got the big crocodile tears, and, "Mommy, I'm scared." "Well, what are you scared of?" She just shrugs her shoulders. "What are you scared of, Gwen?" And she doesn't know what she's scared of. And she's like, "I'm scared of the dark." Well, there's nothing to be, you're in the house. There's nothing to be scared of in the dark. "Can you turn the light on for me?" And so we'll go and we'll flip the closet light out on. And you know, within 2 minutes, she's asleep. So we go back and flip the light back on. Was there anything to be scared of in the dark? No, there's nothing to be scared of in the dark. Now, it is eerie. I don't know, most of you probably have never been here when it's dark, okay? But it is weird, because the building makes noises, just natural settling, you know, temperature changes, the building makes noise. I'm here a lot when it's dark. I was here till 10:30 or so last night, and we have a shotgun church, obviously, okay? And especially downstairs, you shut the lights off and it's dark downstairs. And you're walking down the hallways, and there's nobody else in the building. But your mind starts playing tricks on you because you've got all these dark doorways line the hallway. And you're walking down, and you know, if somebody would jump out at that moment and just, you know, say boo, I would scream like a little girl, okay? I would. You know, you're walking on in this pitch black doorway after, I mean, there's 400 doorways downstairs. Not really. But I mean, it seems like you're walking down there and there's... No, I'm not scared of the dark. I'm really comfortable. I mean, you know, I don't have to sleep with a nightlight. It doesn't the darkness doesn't really bother me. But it is kind of an eerie thing. You know, I was working, everybody, I've had this question asked me probably 20 times. You know, I helped a guy in town here redo the funeral home up here. Well, I don't watch scary movies. I don't have any, you know, I believe in a spiritual world. I will say that. I believe 100% in a spiritual world. But I don't believe in the spiritual world that most of the world believes in, okay? I believe it's more powerful than they have even any clue, okay? But I'm working up there in the funeral home, and I had people ask me all the time, did you see anything up there? No, I didn't see anything, you know? But you shut the lights off, and it's amazing how your mind, I mean, it's pitch black in there, and you're in the basement of a funeral home, okay? You realize how many people, dead people, went through that place, all right? And you're thinking, man, that's kind of eerie down here. But you know what? This phrase that Daniel said, I kind of caught my attention. It kind of caught my attention. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, the Bible says, he knoweth what is in the darkness. He knoweth what is in the darkness. You know, there's times in life that we all go through that are darkness. You say, Bro Chad, it was a dark time in my life. Some of you may be in what we would say a dark time. Yeah, the lights are on. You know, outwardly, the sun's shining, but inwardly, there's darkness. And some people, they would call it a depression. And that's very, you know, hey, you know, as I don't live a depressed life, okay? I live on top side. I try to anyway, okay? Most people that are around me would generally say, once you get to know me, probably outwardly you're thinking, Bro Chad, you're really a quiet person. If you get to the other side and you can get to the other, I like having fun. I don't live in a state of depression, okay? But it is a real thing. There is, the devil works on people in different ways. And there can be times in our lives when there's dark times. It could be a trial that you're going through, okay? That could be a dark time in your life. You know, there's people in our church right now that are walking through a dark time in their life. And it's because of a trial that they're going through, okay? And so I'm not discounting darkness. You know, I don't laugh at my daughter and say, oh, there's, you know, I don't make fun of her and say, you know, just, you need to get a grip and, you know, just tough up. You know, she's legitimately probably at some point slightly scared of the dark, okay? Now, I protect my children, and here's something that you ought to think about. I do protect my children from what comes into their mind, because most of what people are afraid of that's in the dark is because something that they have put into their mind. And I protect my children from that. They don't need to know. They don't need to have all those wicked images. You know, the TV that puts all the wicked images into your mind. That's why, you know, all the people that ask me, did you see anything up there? It's because all the junk that they've watched on TV. Okay? And they've got this thing that goes, their mind plays tricks on them. Okay? Now, is there still something about walking down the hallway with dark doors on every side? Yeah. But you know why? It's because when I was 10, 12 years old, I would hide in one of those rooms and wait for somebody to walk down the hallway. So I know the possibilities that are there, okay? There could be a little kid hiding in one of those rooms that would scare the willies out of me, okay? I don't know, all right? But I protect my children from those things. And seriously, adults, this stuff works on your mind too. Why in the world would you put junk into your mind that makes you afraid of something? Why would you do that? I have no... And you go and look at... We don't watch TV, okay? We don't have TV per se. Why would you put something into your mind that makes you afraid? I don't know why people do it, but they do. It's like they get a thrill out of it, okay? But I don't do that for my kids. But I don't discount the darkness, okay? Because it is real, and people do go through that. Why don't you go to Genesis chapter 15? Genesis chapter 15. say, Brother Chad, I have gone through those dark times, or Brother Chad, I'm in a dark time. Hey, you know, there's going to be times, even that, you know, seasoned Christians, you're going to get times in your life you're going to be like, Brother Chad, why am I even here anymore? What purpose is there for me to be here? Okay? And you know what? If you're not careful, you can get in a state of depression about those things. But you know, there's something comforting that Daniel said. God knows what's in the darkness. And God has a purpose many times in the darkness. Look at Genesis chapter 15. We're going to read about a man here, Abraham. And Abraham had darkness. Okay, look at verse 12. Genesis chapter 15, verse 12. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. Now, that's interesting. It wasn't just the fact he was already asleep. So it wasn't the fact that it was dark outside. Okay? If you're asleep, you don't really know that it's dark. All right? There was something else that was going on here. There was a darkness, that a horror of a darkness. I don't know if it was some kind of nightmare that Abraham had. I don't know what it was. But this is legitimate, okay? And I want to give you some things this morning about the God that dwells in the darkness. It's interesting how many times darkness comes up. If you go to the book of Job, look how many times darkness is mentioned in the book of Job. Just in the book of Job. Now, darkness, a lot of times it talks about death, okay? And especially in the book of Job, it's talking about dying, basically. And now, honestly, that's pretty dark when you're dead, okay? But Abraham had this great darkness, all right? Go to Exodus chapter number 20. We're going to chase this just a little bit through the Bible, as much time as we have, and then the rest of it I'll leave up to you. Exodus chapter number 20. Sorry, I was in 19. I'm like, that verse does not look familiar. All right, Exodus chapter number 20. Look at verse number 20. Exodus 20, verse 20. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not." And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick, what? Darkness, where who was? Where God was. More than anything this morning, I want to encourage you that in those times of darkness, God is still in the darkness. Brother Chad, I don't have any clue what's going to go. I can't see anything. That's all right. God's still there with you. Well, Brother Chad, I don't see God. The Bible says he knows what is in the darkness, and he dwelleth in the darkness. So even in those dark times, remember Psalms 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You know, those dark, even in death, Brother Chad, I'm afraid of the darkness of death. Okay? You don't have to be afraid of that. Because even in those dark times, God's still with you. Brother Chad, I don't see God. That's the whole nature of darkness. You know, we could go to a cave someplace, and I could be holding one of my daughter's hands, and they shut, you know how they always do, they always shut the lights off at some point. And they shut the lights off, and you know, my daughter still can't see me because it's so dark. But does that mean I'm gone? No. I've still got her hand, okay? I've still got her. And you know, even in those times when you have that darkness in life, Brother Chad, I'm going through a tough time, my family members are going through a tough time, okay? They're in a dark time right now. God's still there, and God still wants to be there. So, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Go to 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter number 22. Second Samuel chapter 22. Look at verse number 10. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Now we're going to see something here that's interesting. You say, Brother Chad, you said God dwells in the darkness. Yes. But you know why sometimes God sends us through the darkness? Is because when we're in darkness, it is then that we can more effectively see his light. You know, if I got a light, like I use this light all the time. I use it for sermon illustrations. I worked on my truck yesterday. I love this light. You know, I got this light. Now, it's not a real bright light in here, is it? But if I shut all the lights off in this room, this light will light up the end of that hallway down there. What's the difference? It's because if you're in the dark, any little bit of light seems really bright. I take this outside. Isn't it amazing? You know, I've got work lights. I work some quite a bit at night. And I've got all these fancy work lights, okay? And I can light. I mean, it looks like you're like, man, that's bright. You can't look into the light. But you know what? It lights up maybe something the size of this room. And then this morning when the sun came up, it makes it look dim in here, okay? Not that I was working here late last night in here, but those lights would look dim compared to God's sun, okay? I mean, God's light is amazing. Natural light, Brother Ali, natural light will show up stuff in drywall that you can't even begin to show up with an artificial light. I mean, natural light shows up every error that I ever make in drywall. It does. It's amazing. And you can't do that with an artificial light. But God's light is amazing. But in darkness, look at verse number 13. So verse 12, he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. 13, through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. You know, a little coal, we were watching something, a documentary of something. It was talking about Hawaii, and they have sulfur that comes down out of some of the volcanic things, and the sulfur comes down, and it burns with a blue light, and it's really neat, but you can only see it, guess when? At night, when it's dark. You know, a little coal of fire, you don't see that it's hot during the day. You only see it's hot at night. I burnt my three fingers here really bad when I was in high school. It melted the skin like completely down on these three fingers. And I was we were working ground in the field, and the tractor I was driving, it had a brake on it that would lock up every once in a while. We just never fixed it. It was easier to get under and pry the brake loose. But we were working ground, and I thought, man, something smells hot. So I get out of the tractor, and I look under the tractor, and that brake disc, it looks like it's, you know, looks odd. So I crawl in. Now, this is during the middle of the day. I crawl under there, and being stupid me, I'm like, I wonder if that thing's hot. So I reached up and I just tapped it. I mean, and that's all I did, just tapped it with my fingers, just like that. And instantly, just psst, and you're like, oh, and like literally, like you hear people's skin melting, like it was dripped off of my fingers. That's how hot it was. Well, later on, obviously that was a stupid thing. You know, I had to get it healed up. Later on, the same thing happened again, but it was at night. I thought, man, something smells hot. And I crawled under that tractor. You know, that thing was glowing cherry red. It got so hot. Well, you know what? Probably the time I burnt it with my fingers, it was probably cherry red. But you know the difference was? One was during the day and one was at night. One was in the light and one was in the dark. And sometimes you're going through life and you're like, I don't know where God's at. And God's put you in some darkness because then you can see, oh, I'm going to go towards that light. I'm going to go find the light. So God is in the darkness. Go to Psalms chapter 139. We're going to chase this, like I said, chase this through the Bible a little bit. Don't discount the darkness, because sometimes in the darkness is when we go to see God and we get on our knees and pray to God. 139 verse 11. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. You know, God isn't scared when we go into darkness. Isn't that a blessing? Even though life seems like it's crashing down around us sometimes, God's not worried in the least little bit. I read a quote at some point in the last couple of days studying it. This was, I'm going to paraphrase it, but God is not so much concerned about what you go through as he is concerned about how you react to what you go through. I thought, man, that's good. You know, God will let me go through things, and he's not really worried about the fact that I'm in darkness. He's just worried about how I'm going to respond while I'm in that darkness. Okay? And go to the light. Go to the light. Isaiah chapter number 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Common verse. Most of you have heard this one before. Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 2. The Bible says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath a light shined. You know the difference? This is the difference between you that are here this morning and the rest of the world out there that is not here and doing the world things this morning. You know what Christians have over everybody else? I go through just as much darkness as they go through. Listen to this. Okay? Just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean that bad things don't happen to me. But you know the difference is there's somebody in the dark with me. They're by themselves in the dark. When I go through something, my Heavenly Father is in the dark. He knows, as Daniel said, he knows what's in the dark. They're just stuck in the dark. That's the difference. And that's the blessing of being a Christian. Okay? Isaiah said, the people that walked in darkness, they've seen a great light. Isaiah chapter 42. Look at Isaiah chapter 42. Verse number 16. I like this verse. I've got it underlined in my Bible. Isaiah 42:16. The Bible says, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. That's the promise of God for his children. Okay? That's the promise. Look at Isaiah chapter 45, a couple pages over. This is an interesting verse. Isaiah 45, verse 3. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Hey, look for those treasures in the darkness. Sometimes you say, Brother Chad, I don't understand why God's sending me through this. If you're in tune with what's going on, you'll look back once you get out of that dark spot in your life. And if you allow God to, he will give you something special out of that. Go back here on the book table, okay? Go back here on the book table. I didn't look necessarily. But of all the authors, Brother David, and you look at what books were produced because somebody at some point in their life went through a dark time compared to just, you know, the normal book. Look at what books were produced you know, the book by Cameron Giovanelli. Is that? No. I forget his last name. Is it Giovanelli? Cameron Giovanelli? You know that guy has been, that guy lives in a dark spot, if he would allow it to. That book back there is written by a man who has lived in a dark spot in his life. The guy's got cancer, like serious cancer. And I've heard him preach before. I heard him preach last year. You would never look at the guy. You would never think that he is literally dying. You wouldn't think that. There's other books. But you know what those treasures came from? A dark spot. Darkness. Okay? So look for those dark things. Micah chapter 7. Micah chapter 7. It's after the book of Jonah. Micah chapter 7, verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall. I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. God knows what's in your dark spot. God knows what's in your darkness. And God will be a light to you. God is in the darkness. God is in the darkness. Let me say this. God guides his saint in the darkness. And we saw that in a couple places. If you would go to 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2. God guides his saints. We already saw, I should probably just put it all together, but not only is God in the darkness, but God guides his saints in the darkness. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verse number 9. Look at just the first part of that verse. Or I guess most of the verse. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Remember what I said a while ago about I go through the same things that the world goes through? But God keeps my feet. God guides my feet on the path. Whereas the world, they're stumbling around trying to find out where to go, what to do. God says, here, this is the way you go, all right? This is what my wife, her eye, she can't see real well at night, and she's always like, I can't see where I'm going. Can you turn the light on? Well, I can see, you know, as if my eyes adjust to it, I can see fairly decent at night, okay? I'm not a cat or nothing, but, I mean, I can see what a normal human being can see, okay? Not that she's not normal. Just... Forget that. Wow. No, I mean, okay, I can see okay at night. She hasn't been blessed with the ability to see quite as well at night. Anyway, you know what? She's like, can you turn the light on for me? I can't see where I'm going. And sometimes it's like, no, I can't. I have to walk all the way back there to turn the light on. I'm not turning the light, because then I got to walk all the way back up here and then walk all the way back there to turn the light back off. And it's just like, here, give me your hand. Give me your hand. And I help her, you know, walk into, you know, oh, no, I'm kidding. I don't walk her into things. Seriously, I don't. Why are you all looking at me like that? No, I help her because she can't maybe see as good at night. And, you know, hey, watch that step there. There's a step there. But the world, you know what they do? They just stumble around. How many's ever stubbed your toe at night because you didn't see something? How many's ever stepped on a child's toy at night? That is like the most painful thing ever. You know, you're walking down the hallway and you step on a, you know, a little matchbox car. Oh, my goodness. And you want to go get the kids out of bed and make them clean the room. You know, something. But, you know, it's nice when you have the light, but it's nice when you have somebody that can guide you through even though you don't have light. And that's what God does for us. Job chapter 29. Look at Job chapter 29. I know we're using the Bible a lot, but hey, that's all right. And like I said, there's 140 times plus. I think it was 140. I'm getting my studies all mixed up here. Job chapter 29. Verse number 1, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness." When by his light I walked through darkness. You know, that, like I said, that's the difference. That's why I live the Christian life, okay? That's why I'm different than everybody else out there. It's because I got somebody that walks with me. Let me just say a few things and we'll be done. You appreciate light more when you're in the dark. You appreciate light more when you're in the dark. Most of you don't, you know, I didn't get any oohs and ahs when I shined my little light at you. Because why? You're in the light. But if it was pitch black in here, our power has gone off at times in the church. And if these lights here aren't working, you know what people tend to do? They panic because of darkness. But you know how much calm and reassuring it is if a little light is shown? Okay? You need to value the times of darkness, because then is when you can see the light. You can see God more in the darkness. I think sometimes God wants us, you know, I pray more when things aren't right. Don't you? If your bank account's good and health is good, family life's good, everything's good, you know what we tend to do? Pray for meals. Pretty flippantly at that. But when, you know, you don't have enough money for your bills and you've got doctor's things, you've got unexplained health problems, you know what you tend to do? You get on your knees more. And I think God sometimes says, here, you need to have a little dark time because you need to look for me. Go towards the light. I'll be the light in your darkness. You just need to gravitate towards it. Let me say this. Don't revel in the darkness. Don't revel in the darkness. You know, you have people that, I don't know why, they have this demented sense of, they really like living in darkness. And I'm talking about depression and stuff like that. Some people just, you're happy being unhappy. Like, wow. Hey, don't revel in it. God just put me in this darkness and I'm just going to be here. No, I think every time God puts somebody in darkness, he'll put a little bit of light, and he wants you to go towards that light. You know what that light is? It draws you closer to him. Do you contribute to the darkness, or do you produce a light? Let me just say this, and we'll be done. Everybody's going through a tough time at some point in your life. I've kind of decided some time ago, I don't care what I'm going through. I'm kind of a personal person. I don't know if that's proper English, but I don't need to have everybody know what I'm going through. Okay. Now, do I go through very much? No, not really. I stubbed my toe yesterday. I mean, it was a dark time in my life. No, I'm kidding. I don't go. God's been really good to me. But does that mean that there's not times that there are dark times? Yeah. Okay. But you know what helps me? You know, there's some Sundays I don't feel like coming to church. There's some Sundays I don't want to see anybody, okay? But you know what helps me sometimes to get out of a dark spot is if I determine, hey, you know, there's a sister back here that she's in a dark spot too. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go be a light in her dark spot. And you know what that's amazing? If I decide to be a light in her dark spot, my dark spot for some reason doesn't seem as dark. Hey, that's just a practical thing. If you get so involved in yourself and just what's going on in your life and you don't look out, side of what's going on in everybody else's life. You know, you all lived the same amount of hours this week as I lived. Okay? Go be a blessing to somebody else, and you'll be amazed how much that helps brighten your life up. Okay? Just go find somebody else. Hey, been praying for you this week. Hope, you know what I want to do on Sunday mornings when I come? I don't know all these kids' names in here. I really try. But a 4-year-old can have darkness in their life. A 16-year-old can have darkness in her life. 12-year-old boy back here can have darkness in his life. You know what I want to be? Hey, how's your week been? I don't want to be, hey, sit up. Shouldn't be doing that. You don't know what that kid's just been through that week. You don't know what happened. You don't know what happened behind the doors of their house this week. I want to be a bright spot. Hey, just be a bright spot. When you come to church, be a bright spot. Be a bright spot in somebody's life. But those times of darkness, we talked about darkness this morning. God knows what's in the darkness. God knows the purpose of the darkness. But as a Christian, God's always there in the darkness to help guide us through. So look for the light and be the light. Be the light for somebody. And it's amazing how much it'll light your day up too. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I pray that this is just a challenge, just a thought. Lord, I pray that maybe that somebody grabbed their concordance this week and chased this thought through the Bible. Maybe somebody is struggling with some a dark time in their life. Lord, you've given the help there in the Bible that we need. And Lord, I thank you for being there. Thank you for the few times that there's been what I consider dark times in my life, Lord, that you've been there if I will look for you. And thank you for that. Lord, thank you for your love. Help us this morning. Help us to honor you in everything we do and say. In Jesus' name.